Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. So, Professor, in our previous episode, we have been talking about the importance of teaching no to our children. How important is it to teach to our girl childs, like the daughters who are, daughters are mostly sober and they have a sober and accepting nature and obedient nature. When obedience goes overflow in a child, do you think there is where the problem arises, that he does not learn to say no?
If we're talking about girls, they need to be extra careful, exactly as you mentioned also, that girls are quite, and they are in the... In
easygoing, the, actually.
Yes, they don't take care of many, they feel very much...
They sometimes feel that they are obedient, but they don't actually realize that being obedient to each and everyone would make them... targets or victims of some
exactly.
worse things.
So they need to be able to understand things properly and analyze them, and to understand, what, as I said before, that it is important for them to know what is important for them to protect. They need to protect their modesty. They need to protect their chastity. They need to protect their honor. They need to protect their pride. They need to take care of themselves, in the sense that they need to be protected as Allah wants them to be. So that is very important. So anything which is going to harm their personality, is going to harm their honor, and it's going to harm their modesty, that needs to be, you know, they need to reject that. They need to say no to it.
Yeah.
And they should become strong in doing that. Sometimes they overdo that. I mean, things which are not problematic, they should not feel arrogant in that.
Yeah.
They should not be arrogant, but they should be very, open up to things which are allowed in Islam, which are okay with their family members, with their with people whom they can learn, their teachers, their whoever can teach them, they learn from them. But with the opposite sex, no, there should be some limits, there should be some prohibitions that they should take care of. And they should learn that from that early age. And they should be taught by their parents and their mothers especially. When it comes to boys also, it is important that they should learn how to behave with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
That is also important. I mean, sometimes we...
It's not just the girl child who should learn to say no. It's also the boys.
Boys also. And again, it may start, the training may start within the siblings. If they are children, boys and girls, they should know how to take care of each other and take care of each other's limits and boundaries. The boy should know what girls where girls should be left on their own. Girls should know where boys should be left on their own. The limits have to be explained to them by their children, and they have to be observed. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we mentioned and discussed before, so modesty starts from home, where how we wear things, how we move about, how we, you know, walk, how we talk. These are all important things that have to be taught at home. And that can only happen in a family which is concerned with the pure life they have to live in this world as people who are obedient to Allah Almighty, have the love of Allah Almighty at their hearts. So everyone should learn how to love Allah Almighty and how to
be obedient to him.
And fear his anger and his displeasure.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Once again, a very warm welcome. And we are discussing the importance of saying no, and that how important it is to teach that to our children. And Professor Nakavi is helping us. Yes, Professor, one of the research by Kids Health says that a child rather learns the meaning of no at the as early as 8 months to 12 months. So when he is very, very young, he learns the meaning of no. So when a child learns no as young as like that, then why it becomes difficult for us to teach no to our children, and what else are the consequences if they fail to learn, if they fail to say no in the society?
So that's a very good point that you mentioned, that a child learns to say no at a very early age. So he, as we say in our expression of faith, La ilaha illallah, there's no Allah other than Allah. So there is no God other than Allah. So there are two things. One is rejection of anything which is other than Allah.
Shirk, yeah.
So our religion, our expression of faith starts with saying no.
Yes.
So the essence of our faith is saying no to things which are not considered to be godly.
All right, which so are that's against very beautiful.
God. And saying yes to God, saying yes to Allah. So that is the basic ingredient of our faith and our love. So faith and love for things which are godly.
Yeah.
And no and rejection to things which are not so. They are against God. So if we are able to inculcate that, yes to everything which belongs to Allah, yes to everything which pleases Allah, and no to everything which displeases Allah Almighty. So if that is the scale, if that is the measure, then we can gradually teach them to say no to things which are harmful to their well-being spiritually and physically, and yes to things which are beneficial to them, whether it is food, whether it is clothing, whether it is relations with the opposite sex, whether it is a relation with each other, between parents and children, and so on and so forth. Whatever is good, as I said, the ultimate truth, the goodness which is inbuilt in us, in our nature, is there for, we need to just bring that out.
Yeah.
We need to bring that natural goodness out into our lives.
Yeah.
Islam also wants that. Islam's rules, Islam's laws, legislations, Sharia, it is for the sake of bringing out the goodness in us. So as everything is inbuilt in that nature, in the fitra that Allah Almighty has created. Goodness is there, ultimate goodness, ultimate beauty. And this needs to be brought out. So if we are able to inculcate that love of Allah, automatically anything which is against Allah will be rejected.
Yeah. So it's very important, and it seems that if a child does not learn to say no, many tragedies would actually come into his way as he grows up and as he faces the society. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing the importance of saying no. Well, Professor, in our previous episodes, we discussed obedience. And don't you think obedience is one of the things wherein, if not taught properly or if taught excessively, like a child learns to say yes instantly, this is also one of the reasons why a child is not able to say no as he grows up?
Yes, basically there's a clash between what our feelings are and what we think logically or rationally. We need to manage that conflict. The conflicts which take place in our lives emanate from the conflict from within.
Okay.
So on one hand, we have our intellect, we have reasoning, we have logic. On the other hand, we have feelings and emotions.
Emotions.
So we need to manage those emotions according to things which we logically understand to be correct and true. So if we are able to do that, and we are able to teach ourselves and manage our feelings and make our children manage those feelings according to what our logic says, then we can overcome all these difficulties. Then we can be able to say no. Normally, when we want to say no, we feel weakened by the fact that we are ourselves doing these things which are not, should not be done. So it becomes difficult to say no. If I'm saying no to my child and I'm not refraining from doing that myself, then I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And I feel weakened by the fact that I would say, look, I'm doing this wrong thing, so let him do it. Say yes. And instantly we collaborate with him in doing that wrong thing.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is that our logic...
Saying instant yes?
Yes.
And sometimes it's emotionally, a conflict.
It's a conflict. The yes is emotionally charged. It's not logically backed.
Logic has no back or, interference in this. So the problem, what we have deduced out here, the problem... that as an adult, you're not able to say no, especially if you're a girl child and you're not able to say no where you are supposed to say no, is because there's a conflict within you between the emotions and the logic, and emotions actually get dominant over the logic part, and that's how you say yes to something that you yourself are saying no to. But here, Professor Naqavi is telling how important it is to say no, because if no is not said, then you yourself can become victims of different kinds of things. So, Professor, we have a very few minutes. Would you like to suggest some more thing on the topic?
Nowadays, today, one of the places where we need to say no and learn to say no is the social media.
All right.
Now, today we have so many social media applications, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and these are places of this test and trial that we face on a daily basis. You're going through Twitter, you're looking for things which interest you. But unfortunately, here pops up a figure, a photograph. You become attracted to it. Look at it.
Yeah.
But if you are at the very moment that it has just flicked up and popped up in front of you, you would say no. then it will be, it will go away.
So your logic over here.
But if you continue to look at it and engage yourself and engross yourself with it, the more you will be seduced and you will fall into the trap.
And then, you know, when things become very used to, there occurs a thing which is called as desensitization, then it becomes very normal and usual.
Exactly.
And when things become usual, it is really very difficult to come out of all those things, and it's really very difficult to handle that situation. Anyways, Professor, we have learned very, very important things today and the importance of saying no. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for helping us with your thoughts. So, dear girl childs, especially I'm referring to you right now, you gotta listen to this episode so many times because we are very sober and kind, and we feel our emotional part is always dominant over the other parts. So learn to say no where you want to say no, where you're feeling to say no, and our yes and no should be based on the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not what people think. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.